Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Welcome to our service of worship on the second Sunday of Advent. Our homilist today is Bishop Liz.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
To you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect for the second Sunday of Advent. Almighty God, who sent your Son John the Baptist to prepare your people to welcome the Messiah, inspire us, the ministers and stewards of your truth, to turn our disobedient hearts to you, that when the Christ shall come again to be our judge, we may stand with confidence before his glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Last Sunday, we lit the first Advent candle in our Advent wreath, the candle of hope. We light it again as we remember that Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, will come again to fulfill all God's promises to us. The second candle of Advent is the candle of peace. Now, peace is a word we hear a lot. It's one of the things that we hope for. Christ brought peace when he first came to us, and he'll bring everlasting peace when he comes again. The prophet Isaiah called Christ Prince of Peace. When Jesus came, he taught people the importance of being peacemakers. He said that those who make peace shall be called the children of God. We light the candle of peace to remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that through him peace is found. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the peace you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your peace with each other. We ask it in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the people. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 72. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days, may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May his glory fill the whole earth. Amen and amen. O God, bring our nation and all nations to a sense of justice and equity, that poverty, oppression, and violence may vanish, and all may know peace and plenty. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Romans 15, 4 through 13. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, and so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God in his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles, I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Gospel, Matthew 3, 1-12. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one carrying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all of Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying on the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hands, and he will clear the threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Today is the second Sunday in Advent, which is the first season of the Christian year. It is a time of soul searching and preparation, a time to celebrate many things in many ways during this holiday season: families, friends, traditions, Christmas spirit, and of course, our favorite foods are about a few of the blessings in which we rejoice. But at the core of our Christmas celebration is God's gift to us, his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christmas is a celebration of God's love, as John writes, "For God so loved the world." It is a time when many Christians prepare for the return of our Savior, for the coming of Christ, as he will one day come again in the future in his second coming, but also preparing us for the celebration of his birth. So today we are asked to prepare and repent. But how? And what is it that is required of us to do? Well, we will find these answers in today's gospel, in Matthew's gospel. The messenger that shares God's message with us today is John the Baptist, who, we are told, just appears on the scene preaching in the wilderness. He is described as a unique individual, wearing clothes made of camel hair and a leather belt. He was preaching in the wilderness around Judea, and people came from surrounding cities to hear his to hear him preach. They knew that what was most important about John the Baptist was the message that he brought, and they went out to hear it. John said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Now, that word repent is more of a church word. There are probably not many other places that we run across this word. If we are to ask people nowadays what it meant, they'd probably say it means to be sorry for their sins. Well, that's close. But repent is about a total changing of mind, changing of hearts. To repent is to realize our sinfulness and to turn away from it in sorrow and in contrition, and to instead look to God for forgiveness. John preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." For you see, he was also the one who had been promised through the prophet Isaiah. He was the voice that prepared the way for the Lord. In other words, John was preparing the people for the return of Jesus. Many people responded to his preaching as they came down from Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the vicinity of the Jordan River, confessing their sins. They looked to God's prophet for forgiveness, and they were also baptized by him. Those who repented understood that they needed someone's help to confess their sins because they knew that they were unable to save themselves. They needed a Savior. And that is why it's so important for us to also repent, even for the lifelong active churchgoers. It is therefore any of us who may think that since we go to church and we are generally good and nice, everything is fine. But everything is not fine. Repent. So what does this mean for our lives? It means that you think about the times that you've been mean or wicked. You are actually and honestly looking at your life and recognizing that you haven't always done what God wants you to do, nor have you avoided the things that God calls you to avoid. And to repent means to look to Jesus as your Savior from sin. John mentions him a few times in our text. First, he refers to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came into this world to bring us into his kingdom and ultimately to bring us to heaven. He is thrilled. He is the Lord whose way John was working to prepare. And John calls Jesus one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. We are sinful and are called to repent. Jesus is perfect, holy, and gives his righteousness to us. That's why repentance is so important. The time has come to turn away from our old patterns to sinful living. Time to embrace a new way of thinking and being a kingdom way of living. You not only need to turn around, you need to completely reorient yourself into the kingdom mindset. Now, this repenting and baptism was something that was just not geared towards all the people coming to John from different cities. It was also geared towards the religious figures, the hypocritical Jewish leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who came down to where John was baptizing. We are surprised that they came down for baptism, or so we thought. They think of themselves as righteous. So why would they come for baptism? Because John knew they wouldn't repent. Perhaps as religious leaders, they wanted to establish a connection to this powerful new prophet's ministry. You think maybe they too see his authenticity, or perhaps they are only wanting to jump on the popular religious bandwagon? Well, we know John wasn't thrilled with their appearance, and he rebukes them by saying, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think that you can say to yourselves that we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is ready at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with the water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals, again, I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. For you see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were hung up in tradition. The Pharisees were people in middle class, the Sadducees were people in upper class, and some from high priests. The law was everything to them. They really thought themselves better than just the average person. They were righteous in their own sights, or so they thought. John called them generation of vipers. He was really referring to their hidden sins. They were self-proclaimed experts. He knew their personality and knew that from these groups would come much opposition to Jesus. It seemed that those who had an appearance of being religious were running away from the truth. John spoke strong words of warning and rebuke. They bore no fruit of repentance, and they would be cut down. Ultimately, what John was doing was warning us about God's final judgment. Anytime they could be called to face that judgment, and apart from repentance, and apart from trust in Jesus as their only Savior, they would be condemned to the fires of hell. My dear friends, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This truly is an urgent matter, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to come to church more. But it may invite us to consider that whether we are giving church attendance the priority it does deserve. It doesn't mean that when we hear God's word at church, at home, or anywhere else, it ought to be given our sincere attention. We ought to apply it into our lives, to uncover the sins that may otherwise lay hidden, and more importantly, to see our Lord who takes that sin away. Let us all bear fruit worthy of repentance. Let us live lives so compelling that others will see a change in the children of God, and they will desire to have that same peace and that same compassion for others that we all demonstrate in our lives. Bear fruit worthy of repentance, so that no one you know will be cut down as an unfruitful tree and thrown into the fire. Friends, Christmas is just around the corner. I know we are all busy. We have important things to do, but we have urgent things to do. So please don't neglect this matter that is both urgent and important. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Amen.
In our prayers this morning, we offer before God those in need or distress, for those who are sick, especially for whom our prayers have been requested. Philip, Charlene and family, Shane, Doug, Phyllis and Pat, Jane, Paul, Martin, CJ, Bernadette, Sherry, Chris, Nancy, Pat and Dave, Carol and Wayne, Dee, Lauren, Jess, Rob, Betty, Tom, Elise, Jeffrey, Don, Kywin, Julie, D.A., Shannon, Chloe, and Mia, Christine, and Judy. For those across the world who are experiencing challenges, we pray for our own needs and concern, knowing God hears the prayers in our hearts and is already working out solutions for our highest and best, for those who have died, and for those who have requested our prayer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord and head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in a fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, all kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free, and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut. You shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light eternal and bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.